T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What the hell?
This morning, he came over to give my daughters their Valentine's Day presents, and he said, well, I don't think you can top yesterday's show. That was hilarious. So we're going to do doghouse stories for 4 hours today, Ike. I just decided. It was a lot of fun yesterday.
Oh, it was, man. Hopefully we helped everybody out
yes,
there.
Exactly
right. You guys certainly helped us out.
Well, so obviously we'll
through the show.
We will, yeah, there's Valentine's themes, and we'll have a little fun throughout the day. But, like, Jax asked me, like, who would my sports Valentine be in Philadelphia?
My God.
I'm like, Jax, shut up.
So you don't have one?
No, what did I say? I said Bryce Harper. I would say Bryce Harper. He's
so
my favorite.
Mine would be the Bronco. It's obvious. It's pretty obvious.
I wasn't asking you. Jack would be Pivetta. Nick Pivetta, right?
Happy birthday to Nick Pivetta.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's a Valentine's Day kid.
He is, and he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know what that means.
Thanks, Jack. All right, so let's start here, right? We're in kind of this time of year where now it's the NBA All-Star Weekend, and then it'll play again till Thursday. Baseball's starting up. The Flyers are kind of starting their stretch drive towards the end of the season. It's before the draft. It's before the combine. Mm-hmm. And I believe this is always a fun time to do radio in Philly, because now we're not like, we don't have to like Eagles, 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 Eagles. We can kind of stretch our legs and have some fun. And let's do it like this, all right? Who is right now, who is the face of Philadelphia sports? And you can do athlete, you could even do, like, for instance, like, I think the face of Dallas sports is Jerry Jones. Right? He's not the player, he's the owner. But so it can be somebody in Philadelphia sports, but right now, who's the face of Philadelphia sports? Like, and this is coming from us in Philly. So there's a poster, and it's like Philadelphia sports. Whose face is right in the middle of that?
Yeah, it's easy for me, Carson Wentz. I mean, that's easy. I think when you think about the city, sort of the identity of the city, the toughness, the grittiness, who better exemplifies that than Carson Wentz? I don't know who else better exemplifies that. Maybe Bryce Harper. I mean, don't give me those kids from the Sixers. Are you kidding me? Neither one of those. Toughness and grittiness doesn't even begin to define either of those two.
Well, depending on who you ask.
I don't care. I mean, people would have a poor representation of the city
if
they think
us.
Those two would be representatives of what the city is about. No, we want them to be more like the city. You give me a guy like Carson Wentz, you know, who's been kicked, no pun intended, but he's been down for the count, had to get back up off the carpet, and it's overcoming odds. And actually, I think he's won the fan base back. Those of you, like you, that jumped off the wagon of Carson, I think he did a great job of winning this fan base back with the way that he played this past year. So if I'm looking at it right now, and it's a fluid situation, it's fluid. It's not like we have AI in the city right now where everybody would be like, Allen Iverson is the face of the city. Yeah,
agreed.
We don't have that going on. I would say right now, for me, Carson Wentz, it's a no-brainer. Plays the most important position for the team that we care about the most in the city. And quite frankly, when I look at all the other stars in the city, who do I have the most confidence in? Him.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not – that's part of it. I agree. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Right? But also, like, you know, not much of a personality. Pretty boring, pretty bland. I don't know if the face of Philadelphia sports can be, you know, like I'm thinking of the poster right now, and it's like Philly, you know, and like, oh, and there's like pictures of the, you know, the Link and Citizens Bank Park and whatever. And then the one face, and it's Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me.
No.
Right, you know, like that face with the red beard and the, you know, the bad suit. Or whatever he's wearing.
It's not always a bad suit. He's batting about 75%.
A lot of times. Jack, face of Philadelphia sports right now. Who is it?
Oh, it's Bryce Harper.
It's Bryce Harper.
Of course it's Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is the face of Philly sports because he's the only one of those two that everyone universally loves. Like, there's a split with Carson Wentz. There's a split with Joel Embiid. And Bryce Harper is the only one that's the actual face of Philly sports because not only in Philly, he's also the most recognizable face in all of baseball, and those guys aren't. It's clearly Bryce Harper.
Nah, I think everybody likes Bryce right now. I think love is strong. You sell the Philly fan base a little short here. You know, Bryce has the 1 year here, and, you know, he did a great job last year. Justin in his first year got off to a little bit of a slow start. But I love the way that he played last year. More importantly, I love the way he handled playing in this city for the first time. So I get that part. But Bryce got to do a little bit more before before we all love Bryce Harper.
Well, I mean, so my answer
is – we all like him right now. I mean, I love him, but I don't know if the whole city is in love with Bryce Harper just yet.
I want the answer to be Bryce Harper. But because the Phillies – he's been here a year, and the Phillies really aren't – Phillies win a division and go to the playoffs, and Bryce Harper has 35 and 100.
Yeah.
Then he,
okay.
And then you see him postseason, the hair flapping.
He certainly has the ability to be the face of the city.
He does. I mean,
I won't argue that.
He's best fit to be the guy that becomes the face of Philadelphia sports. He was kind of like born to be that kind of a guy.
Yeah.
But he's not there yet.
Nope.
The answer is Joel Embiid. And I hate it. And I hate it. I don't like him.
Oh, no, what is this?
The answer is Joel Embiid. I see, we're asking Philadelphians. We're asking people within the Philadelphia sports culture. But I also believe part of this is also what would people look at and say, all right, well, what is the face of Philadelphia sports? If you're talking about players, I think more people will think about Joel Embiid because basketball, as big as football is, and there's nobody that's beaten football, because Carson doesn't have the personality, because Carson isn't ticking people off, because Carson – you discuss Carson when you're talking about, well, who's better, Dak Prescott or Carson Wentz, right? Mm-hmm. Or, like, is Carson a top-10 quarterback, or is he the problem with the Eagles? That goes on during the football season.
That goes on all year long.
Well, yeah, but Joel Embiid is a bigger star.
I don't think so.
He's definitely a bigger star. It's just that if that puts him over the top in Philadelphia, he'd be the face of Philadelphia sports.
I think, you know, Joel Embiid obviously gets the benefit from playing basketball. He doesn't have a helmet on his head. But but the problem is basketball is nowhere near as popular as football. It's nowhere near. And the Sixers aren't even in the stratosphere of popularity when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles nationally. They just aren't. People know Carson Wentz all around America because the Philadelphia Eagles are known all across this country. The Eagles won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Carson Wentz played in 75% of those games. Carson Wentz had a fantastic rookie year. Didn't win rookie of the year, but he got off to a great start. The president of the United States at the time is shouting out Carson Wentz, saying Joe Biden told him he needed to get on the Wentz wagon.
He said,
everybody knows Carson Wentz. He may not have the personality or this and that and the other, but you put that guy up there. Like, you ask people around the country, who is Joel Embiid? They're going to be like, who? Joel Embiid? I don't know who the hell Joel Embiid is. Because basketball isn't that popular as football is.
People would know who Joel Embiid was before Carson Wentz.
I don't think so.
If you put that face in that face, you
got to put Carson in his uniform, not just his face.
888-729.
You got to put him in his uniform.
94-94.
Uniform.
And so Carson has division among fans. Mm-hmm. Division among fans.
Listen, that's slowly dissipating. All you Wentz haters that's still out there, the few that still remain, that's slowly changing. I would actually say there's probably more people that are upset with Joel Embiid and on the opposite side of him than there are Carson Wentz right now. The tide has changed.
The 50 to 60% that are Embiid fans are so drunk with Joel Embiid. It's worse than the LTBB. These people are insane. They're blaming us. They're blaming Ben Simmons. Joel, it's not his fault. Brett Brown's an idiot. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons doesn't shoot jumpers. This isn't Joel Embiid's fault. You're going to run him out of town. You're going to be the reason why he leaves Philadelphia. But even with Carson, people were very protective of Carson, but not like this with Joel Embiid. These people are insane.
What do you mean? I don't know. Is there JoJo? Is there a Joel Embiid community?
We had it all week. Yeah.
Who's running that?
It's called Bearded Millennials.
Yeah. I don't know who's running that community, but the LTBB community is strong.
888-729-9494. I asked Jack to put in a writing category, which he did not, because there's other people that want to be nominated. I already see people on the board that are saying it's other people. Mm-hmm. Bill Matz, our engineer and producer on site, nominated Gritty. Because he wanted to throw a flyer out there. Ahead of Claude Giroux.
Ahead of the Fanatic. The Gritty hadn't surpassed the Fanatic.
Well, he's the new thing.
Dude, Gritty has not surpassed the Fanatic.
The Fanatic's an OG.
Now, you're not in my household. Gritty has not surpassed the Fanatic. As a matter of fact, I don't have one Gritty item in my house.
I don't either.
Maybe Cindy gave me something. Cindy Webster, our marketing director. Maybe she gave me something with Gritty when he originally came out. But I got all type of Fanatic stuff. My daughter has all type of Fanatic stuff.
Who is the
in
face
her room.
Of
There's no Gritty stuff in my house.
And who made the Fanatic? Who made the Fanatic cool again? Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
Well, yeah, he did. He took it to a whole nother level.
And honestly, that's
why Bryce is second. He's 1 year and he surpassed Joel Embiid already.
Yeah, actually, and Ben Simmons. I think Carson's third. 888-729-9494, because I do believe Bryce Harper's second, ready to be number one. Well, you lunatics out there that think Joel Embiid does nothing wrong and we're the enemy. No, he's the enemy.
I'm an Embiid guy. He is not the enemy, so you're not going to turn me against Embiid.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the enemy.
Yeah, I'm not going to allow you to do that.
It sounded good. It sounded good.
Turn me against you.
888-729-9494. We are going to decide on Valentine's Day today who the face of Philadelphia sports is, and we need your help to do it. On Twitter, at Mark's Reese WIP, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged in 2020, there's one place to go, Mark's Jewelers. Their great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Their website is marks-jewelers.com. Coming up, we get to your phone calls. It's a Friday, so we do get rid of that guy. Elliot joins us at 3 o'clock. There's some Eagles news to talk about. And Jack is promising a surprise coming up next.
Huh?
I don't know what that means, and I don't like it. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Don't go in.
Let me be the one you come on.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Jack, before we get to the phones here, what's the surprise that you're talking about? I don't want to wait anymore.
What do you know about Al Green, man? Who gave you this list to play?
Come on, Al Green's great.
Yeah, are you a big fan?
I know that, yeah.
Song's a jam. I was playing this last weekend.
You were? Where were you doing that?
My apartment.
We're doing some dusting and so you're picking up the newspapers. Light cleaning, walking around.
It's just a jam. It was in my head, and I figured I'd put it on.
All right.
It's a good job by you.
Good job by you. So what's the surprise that for today? I'm already not interested.
So, John, you have been ripping a lot of people recently in Philly sports. and it's a day on Valentine's Day where you give love. And I have decided that at random points throughout the show, when you hear this sounder,
it's a positive John Valentine's Day arrow shot.
You have to give love to someone on my list that you have ripped in the past calendar year.
Are you on this list too?
Am I on this list?
You should be. All right. So when you hear that sounder, you're going to give me
on
a
that
name.
List.
Oh, yeah, he hasn't really ripped you.
All right. So okay, are we starting off right now? Sweet.
Yeah. First one I have on my list is John Middleton.
The potted plant. Well, I know Andy McPhail spoke today and said that he's willing that he hopes the Phillies go in the luxury tax territory because that means that they're performing well towards the trade deadline. Give love to John Middleton.
Ridiculous statement by Andy McPhail.
Oh, yeah, apparently he got another F for his press conference today. Yeah. We'll play the best of it coming up.
He should just stop talking.
He should. Yeah, you should have given me Andy McPhail because I wouldn't give him any love. But, no, I can give John Middleton love. I believe he wants to win, and he is a Philadelphian. And while I don't necessarily need my owner getting involved in firing hitting coaches and things like that, I do like John Middleton, and I hope he stays out of a new GM that he hires way in 2020. So there you go.
Pretty good.
Is that good enough? See that?
You do have some love in that heart.
All right. No. Well, probably not much.
I've been
today.
Screwed my whole life being short.
Yeah. All right, to the phones. Who is it? And Jack, again, why don't you put a writing candidate? Because I already see a name that's up on the board that's an excellent answer.
Well, because it's those three are the clear answers, and if we want write-in votes, they can happen, but those are the three that are the main discussion points.
Right. He vetoed what I said was to put in a writing category. He vetoed it by not doing it. Thanks, Jack. Let's go to Gary in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Gary, who's the face of Philly sports? What's up?
Nah, it's got to be. I got to agree with Jack on this one. I'm sorry, Johnny Marks, but that's got to be Bryce Harper. $330 million. And now I just want to say, Reese, you're second place. I think they're both on the poster. Right now, I think Bryce Harper's in the front. Carson Wentz is right behind him. Whoever wins first, swip swaps. But no way can Joel Embiid be on there. The only thing he is the king of in Philly is talk radio and headlines.
Carson Wentz was the king of talk radio for a year. Straight.
Well, not by his choice.
Yeah,
well,
but the only reason why we're talking about Embiid is because he's relevant right now. Harper, you know, he hasn't been playing for a couple months, but that's going to change. As soon as the Sixers are out, no one's going to care about Embiid or just talk about him for a little while. If this was happening in August, September, we wouldn't have Embiid anywhere in the conversation.
Right, but I mean, Bryce Harper's a star in baseball more because of his name than necessarily his performance. He did well last year.
Did he win an MVP?
I'm talking about now. He's a good player. He's an all-star type player. But like, did you get the feel last year that Bryce Harper was the face of Philly? The team's not good enough, right? Baseball's kind
of
down.
No, but you're saying the face of Philly. I'm looking at it as a fan's point. So for me as a fan, I can get behind Bryce Harper because I think I can know what he does, and I know he's going to give me 100% every night. I know he's all into the Phillies, the fanatics, the kids, to live here, to be here. Joel Embiid is none of that.
He's not.
You know, innuendos is trading.
I think he's dropping little hint bombs.
Well,
I mean, listen, Gary, I agree with you. I'm not necessarily happy with my answer. I just think he's the biggest star. He's the biggest star. Joel Embiid's the biggest star. He's the biggest personality. Carson Wentz is boring. He's bland. And that's what I want. Yeah, I like it too.
That.
But I'm going to Steve in South Jersey. I think Steve has a better answer than Wentz. Steve, what do you got? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Steve?
So I think you're wrong about saying Embiid has the best personality because we had Jason Kelce on the Eagles.
Biggest personality, not best personality. I don't like him at all. He's the biggest personality. But you say Jason Kelce.
I think he has a huge personality. I mean, look at his Super Bowl speech on Parade.
All-timer.
So Jason Kelce, normally a center.
Yeah, he's not the face of the
wouldn't be. Well, Jack, chime in here. Jason Kelce.
No.
Face of Philadelphia sports.
No, because first off, it would be bad if he's the face of Philly sports.
That's not a good thing.
It means the sports are not great here if our center is the face of Philly sports. I mean, he could be like a rallying cry for Philadelphia. But
doesn't Jason Kelce better – there's no other athlete that resembles the fans than Jason Kelce. Isn't he – because you could very easily say, and we're not eligible, but you could say that the fans are the face of Philadelphia sports. Right, like when if you ask it to be nationally Philadelphia sports, and what's the first thing they say? I believe they say most people would say the fans.
Sure.
We have such a reputation here.
Yeah, well, it's the
and Jason Kelce represents us more than anybody.
Well, the fan part of Philadelphia sports has been here for decades. The face from a athlete standpoint changes from decade to decade. Like the fans is the constant, so they're going to always be a part of the storyline. When you're talking about Philadelphia sports, they're going to always. So, yeah, I would agree that, you're talking about the fans as a face of Philadelphia sports. Yeah, of course. That goes without saying.
Fans aren't eligible.
No.
And Jason
fans aren't eligible.
But Jason Kelce is.
Yeah.
Right? Like Carson Wentz is wearing a sweatshirt, Santa's shooting ducks. Jason Kelce's in a mummer's outfit doing a speech after they win the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, and that's not a shot at Carson. It's just like.
Oh, but, sure it is.
No, but it also matters.
No,
right, like the,
no,
how many how many people connect with that though?
What, the speech?
No, the Santa shooting ducks sweatshirt.
I don't think anybody cared about that. I think people talk about it because they need something to talk about. I don't think anybody cared about his sweatshirt or his ugly Christmas sweater. That's what it was, right? It was an ugly Christmas sweater. I think that's what it was.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's why I wore it.
Yeah,
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
it represents his brand. That's what he is, yeah, right? So he's embracing it. No, I actually liked it. But, I mean, like Jason.
No, you don't like the hunting thing.
Well, I'm not a hunter.
Yeah.
No, that's
well,
correct.
Am I.
No, I actually thought the shirt was, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I don't connect with hunting. No, I don't connect with hunting.
You connect with the mummers?
No, not at all.
I was going to say, now is not a good time.
But more, I think more people with him being drunk wearing a mummer's outfit, saying that connected more with that than anything else. And anything else that any other team has done. And the Eagles are Philadelphia.
Now you want Kelce to be the face.
I think Kelce might be the face.
So you agree it's not Embiid, though.
No, it's not Embiid.
Okay,
I changed my mind already.
Your mind.
I'm on Kelce. Jack Fritz. But see, that's the problem is now we can't even redo the stupid Twitter
because
poll.
Jason Kelsey's not the face of Philly sports.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
No,
it's
he's
not Carson
dude,
Wentz.
Come on, man.
No,
Jason Kelce is not
Kelce.
The face of Philly sports.
It's a great answer. It
it's
really
not a
is.
Great answer.
He's an all-pro player. He's one of the best offensive linemen they've ever had. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's been here forever. He was a late-round draft pick that turned into an all-pro.
Okay, so when you're watching First Take, and they're going to be like, oh, they're going to break down what Jason Kelce said?
Exactly.
Okay. So then
when are they breaking down Jason Kelce's play?
So what's the criteria then? Because if that's the case, Embiid's going to get talked about just as much as anybody.
Not as much as Carson.
Okay, what about internationally? Does that matter? Because internationally, Joel Embiid's bigger than anybody because basketball's bigger than anybody.
Internationally?
Yeah. Why, Andrew from Poland. Andrew from Poland direct messaged me. Look. And he said, in Poland, Embiid's way more popular than Wentz and Harper.
Okay.
So when you think of Philadelphia around the world, Embiid's the first one. Is that what you're saying? He's the first one you think of.
That's why you
can't have Jason Kelce be the face. Like, that's what are we doing here?
No, but.
Get him right, man.
But, Jack, are we talking about here with us? Who are we showing this the face of Philadelphia sports poster to?
Yes.
Who are we showing it to? Is this for us or is this for the
Whomever
world?
Whoever we show it to, it ain't going to be Jason Kelce.
Like, what I want it to be is when you think of Philly sports, who is the face of Philly sports?
See,
yeah,
right,
it's not Jason Kelce.
Think of it this way. If we were going to put that we're Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the best and biggest sports bar in the city, without a doubt, right? Mm-hmm. If we were to put a big poster right over there on that wall, it was the size of the wall, whose face is going up on the poster?
Whose face?
Yes. Who's the face of Philly sports? That's how you have to look at it. Whose face? If there's one face that's going up there, whose is it?
I just told you, Carson Wentz.
Paul in Tabernacle has an interesting answer. Paul, how are you?
Hey, boys. How you guys doing?
All right.
What's up, Paul?
Good, good. Hey, man, look, blessed to be on the show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
So a little bit outside the box, but, man, anywhere you go, Philadelphia is Rocky. Rocky theme song. You got to have Sylvester up there.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Now, see, Paul, here's the problem. Hey. You're talking to a former Philadelphia athlete that actually played in games.
Here we go. And listen, Rocky already overshadows everybody else as it is. I mean, he has his statue. I don't know if Rocky can be. Well, you tell me, John. Rocky?
I would not. I am not one of the.
You know?
Good answer, though, Paul.
Me
appreciate
not being
it.
Born here, you know, and raised here, I don't want to. Words about Rocky.
They do think Rocky statue.
When people think of Philadelphia, they do think about the Rockies.
Of course they do, yes. Same thing I did.
You tell the story.
Outside of here, yes.
The first time you came into town.
Yes, I made sure, you know, when Harold Carmichael was driving me and Jeremiah Trotter around just showing us the city, we made sure he took us by the statue, and the steps to run the steps. I had to do it, yes.
And that was before you and Trotter started fighting.
Yeah, it was before you guys got
there. Yeah, we were still on good terms.
Yeah, see, I can't go. I mean, it's,
and when my family first came out here to visit,
everybody
wanted to do it. Yes.
Your older son, I'm sure, was running up there.
Yes, everybody who hasn't seen Rocky, hasn't seen the movie,
is it Rocky?
Well, I mean, that would be, but that's a fictional character.
Because as much as I know, you know, everybody here knows that there's much more to Philadelphia than cheesesteaks and Rocky.
Yeah, I thought people hate when the national people come in.
But that's all they do.
And that's all they do is show.
They show the cheesesteak getting chopped with the whiz and the fried onions.
Yep.
And they show the friggin' art museum and the statue and the steps.
Yep.
Is it Rocky?
Well, yeah, that would win, yes.
See, that's why we need write-in votes, Jack. Let's go to
Well, he probably hates Rocky.
Jack, do you like Rocky? I think he's.
I've only seen the first like two or three.
I'm not.
Oh God!
Never mind. the first two or
first two or three.
What does that mean? Jeremy, Philly, Jeremy. What do you got? Who is it?
So I think it's Embiid. But also you guys were talking about the face of Philadelphia versus most of love. And I don't think that the face of Philadelphia has to be loved.
I agree.
It doesn't have to be, but...
Well, it's not the most popular player in town, I guess, to your point, right?
I disagree with that. How are you the face of the city and you're not the most popular guy?
Because it's who you think of when you think of Philadelphia sports. Well, right?
Are you asking outsiders or are we asking Philadelphia?
It depends. Jack wants to hear about it on First Take, so that would have to be part of it, right? I think if you ask someone nationally and you ask someone locally, it would have to be a combination of both, mm-hmm. right? Because if we're having the poster here at Chickie's, then...
If I were to walk up to someone randomly in New York and say, give me an athlete in Philadelphia playing right now, who would be the first guy they would say?
Probably Embiid.
No way in hell.
Why? But it's also not a big football town.
It's Carson Wentz.
No, but it's a baseball town.
So you say Bryce Harper?
And the Knicks are huge up there, too. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's a great question.
The Knicks are huge up there.
Well, basketball's huge up there. They want the Knicks. They want the Knicks to be huge up there.
They're still the most.
They're terrible.
They're worth like $4 billion now. Like they're the most. It's crazy how valuable they are given how horrible they've been.
Yep.
Well, I think that just has something to do with the arena and all of that stuff. I don't think. Is anybody flocking to the New York Knicks? Is anybody to go play for the Knicks?
No, of course not.
No, they stink.
It's one of the worst franchises in sports.
They're like the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, they're worse than that.
Yes, they are. They live in the past. Because, they haven't won since, 71? 70? When did the Willis Reed thing happen?
70s, yeah.
Yeah,
70s.
Exactly. They haven't won since then.
Well, they're the worst franchise in sports.
Yes.
And the Mets aren't far off
And they still think they're like... the Lakers or the Celtics or something.
So let's just quickly, because we have a nice long talk segment here. Hang tight. Mm-hmm. So let's just look at other cities, and then maybe it'll help us figure out what we would say here.
Okay.
In Boston, what would they say?
Tom Brady, baby.
Tom Brady.
Yep.
Right? And maybe Big Poppy in the mid-2000s or whenever he became really big, but it's clearly Tom Brady. He's the face
of
Boston.
Yeah, if you're going now, yeah.
Does Chicago even have an answer? I don't know who you would say. Theo?
Nah, hell no. He haven't even been there long enough.
Right now?
Yeah, right now in Chicago. Who's the face of Chicago?
Rizzo?
I mean...
Most lovable Cub, World Series champ in 16.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Outside of the city, who the hell knows who he is? Or could pick his nose with his face looks
You know
like.
Who's honestly the face of Chicago? It's probably Mitch Trubisky because he's, like, terrible. But everyone thinks... Of Chicago,
that's
I think,
true.
Of Mitch Trubisky.
And they think terrible. So he would be the face of Chicago sports because the Bears are so bad. Hmm. Well, actually, they're not that bad. I don't know. Chris in Mount Airy. Chris, what do you say?
Hello?
Yo.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hello?
Yes.
What's going on, fellas?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, good show, fellas. Love the show, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Listen
it.
To you guys all the time. You got to figure out the criteria for the question, man. We're talking present players, past players, or
current. No, it's current. A past player could still be, right? Depending on the magnitude of that player, it still could be if it was a retired player or somebody like that. But I don't think that works here. This is the criteria.
Right,
there's a poster that's hanging on the wall, a full wall size poster. It says Philadelphia sports.
It can't be past players.
Well, it's not going to be pass players.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pass players. But it's open-ended.
The guy made a good point about Rocky. Nationally, we will be looked at, and that'll be the most recognized. I understand it's a fictional thing and all that, but, I'm not one of them. But that's probably be the recognized. But from a current standpoint player, I guess it will be Embiid over Carson. Sorry to disagree with you, Ike, man. I love what you did, Ike. But
why do you say Embiid?
It'll probably Because he, for one, Sixers are big right now. He's got the big afro, big face, the big voice. You know what I mean? Kind of goofy. And basketball is big right now. It'll probably be Embiid. And you made a valid point. I guess it was valid that Carson may not have the great personality, that kind of thing, the big personality, I guess, to win everybody in. Mm-hmm. Mm. So that, that, that,
that may be valid, but I would have to go and be right. As much as it hurts my heart, Ben Simmons and these guys, they're soft now, but, you know, that's another show, another topic. But, yeah, I'd go and be.
All right, Chris, appreciate it.
Yeah, see, I just look at how big football is. I look at how many people pay attention to football. You guys discount fantasy football. Like basketball, the Sixers aren't good enough to be at the forefront of casual fans outside of this city's mind. They don't pay attention to the Sixers like that. At least I don't believe they do. I don't think you pay attention to basketball that closely.
Well, nationally.
I don't think you pay attention to basketball
that
closely.
Just look at how many people watch NFL and how many people watch
NBA.
Dude,
the XFL outdrew all NBA games so far this year.
Yeah,
the XFL last week.
What did they have, 3.2 million?
Yes.
By the way, Jack, every week we're going to have our XFL picks at the end of the show. Mike and I decided today. I have everything written
down. Yeah. So I just think football is so big, man, that, like, the quarterback always sticks out. It just does. And quietly, he's been a storyline every year. From his rookie season, getting off to the hot start, to the second year having an MVP season. They won the Super Bowl. He got injured.
Injury last year.
That made him a top storyline the following year coming in. He plays, gets injured. Nick Foles goes in. He remains in the storylines.
Sure.
Then you get the controversy stuff from the Joe Santoliciglio articles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's been in
it's been a while since you said it.
Yeah, it's been a while since I had a chance to say it. It's San Liquido, but I like saying Santa Legiglio. Anyway, I just think this guy has been one of the top storylines in the most popular league in the country every year he's been in the league. Embiid has not been in the MVP race. They get their moment this time of the year till their season is over with, and then people move on. People move on.
Well, now, I mean,
football, there's a question going into the season. Should the Eagles have kept Nick Foles, Carson Wentz? So that's why I think that's where his him being popular or at least being recognizable to more people comes from. He's been a part of the news cycle much more often than Joel Embiid has. Joel Embiid didn't even play for 2 years.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, 2.5 years. He didn't even play.
He nicknamed himself the process, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave in Bethlehem. Back to the phones. Dave, how are you? Who is it? Who's the face?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
It's 100% without a doubt, it's Bryce Harper.
Hmm.
There's, and I'll tell you who it's definitely not. It's definitely not Carson Wentz. He's a G-golly yokel. I mean, at
what
least he's making – he's a yo. He's sugary sweet. He has no personality at all. You close your eyes, you see a poster, you see Bryce Harper swinging the bat, making a diving catch.
Flipping his hair up in the air.
Yeah, foot Carson Wentz up. Yeah, everything's in the air. Beard's in the air.
I like it.
Mm.
I think right. Bryce
– I mean,
think,
at least as a fan, that's who I want.
Listen, I think Bryce will be.
Right.
I just don't think he's been here long enough.
It's
easy for me to say or see Bryce Harper being the face of Philadelphia sports. It's easy to see that. The way he plays, the look, everything else. They play a long season.
Right.
They play almost every day when their season begins. He just needs to have more Philadelphia moments. He needs to have more moments.
He hasn't been here long enough.
Like,
year four, and they're in the playoffs two straight years.
Right.
Then he
you need some Philadelphia moments. People probably think Bryce Harper still plays for the Washington Nationals. You know, baseball ain't that popular.
No, it's not.
So the casual fan still thinks Bryce Harper plays for the Nationals.
But here,
could you see that? A casual fan will think, oh, I didn't know he was with Philly.
But also remember how big that was last year when he was signed.
Mm-hmm.
Going through that whole thing. That was huge. That was one of the biggest stories certainly one of the biggest free agent signings this city's ever seen.
I agree.
Right? It was big.
I agree.
But then as the season went
on. Another year or two.
Well, but here's the problem.
Another year or two, he will be.
The mediocrity of the team hurt his brand to being. If they win the division last year and they're a sizzle team this year, like pick to be one of the teams to go to the World Series, right. I think he's up there.
Yeah.
They're not.
I agree.
They're not.
I agree.
Let's go to, what do we got, Chuck in Jersey. Chuck, how are you?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Ike and John, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hi, Chuck.
I actually – I don't think there's really a face right now in Philly, but I do think it will be Bryce Harper. But I just wanted to say that I'm not like a hardcore fan or anything, but I would say the overall face of Philly would have to be Foles. You know, he brought you the first Super Bowl – and the I saw on the 100 show that the play, the Philly was, I think it was number one or number two, right?
I don't know. I didn't
sure,
see it.
Sure, yeah. That's fine. Sure.
Yeah, I actually think it took number one on the 100 greatest plays ever. So I was thinking about it, and even though, you know, Foles is no longer here, I just think that impact is so tremendous, you know, when you really break it down. I mean, the accomplishment. And if the Eagles would have won a Super Bowl, like, say, back in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, I don't think this would even be a conversation. But because Philly was the Eagles were the last to get the chip, I think that Foles might be the most important figure.
Well, all right, appreciate it. I mean, Foles
just changed the question completely. Foles is named the athlete who doesn't play here anymore.
Foles is definitely not the face of Philly sports.
I didn't take the bait. He tried me.
Yeah, no.
On Valentine's Day, too.
He is not. He's not the face of Philly sports.
It's a positive John Valentine's Day arrow shot.
All right, who you got?
Jake Arrieta.
Oh, my God. Well.
Hey, I gotta say something nice about Jake.
He looks like he could be healthy this year, Ike.
Don't fall for it.
And he always looks like that.
As long as he can stay around 500 with his record and an ERA about four, he could actually help the Phillies.
Yeah, but that's not giving him love now. I mean,
he does. I like his beard. I'm actually going to grow my beard out. I'm going to get that beard oil that Gabe was talking about or whatever it is. I'm going to grow my beard out like Jack. He has a good beard, too. So there you go. Jake Arrieta. Is that enough?
So his beard is the only thing you can give him love about?
Yeah.
I don't think that's enough. It's Valentine's Day, John.
Yeah, see, I like his
beard. You said, oh, you know, he could have a 4 or 5 ERA this year. That's not good. He's $25 million.
Yeah, that's not love. That's not.
Yeah,
love.
We need love, John. It's Valentine's Day.
I'm not sure. Like, you'd have to give me multiple choice things to say because I don't.
He was like Tommy. You know, he's the first big signing here. Changed the culture around.
Let's go back to the phones. We have. I gave you something. I'm not going to make stuff up just because you're going to hit the stupid sounder to torture me. Charles in Northeast Philly. Charles, how are you?
Love it.
I'm doing good. I'm laughing at you guys. I apologize.
What's up, Charles?
What's up, Charles?
But since you guys kind of said what the criteria was, if I walked in Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, it would be a picture of Carson Wentz first. Because if you're a real Philadelphian, the first thing they'll talk about is football. Then they'll probably talk about baseball.
Agreed. You know, agreed. And there's
exactly
nobody
right.
that represents the Philadelphia fan and the Eagles than Jason Kelce. And that's why Kelce's mummer's face from the parade would be right up there.
Now, if you're a chicken piece in South Philly, then yes, maybe Jason Kelce. But if you got a bunch of people from all over Philadelphia at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, then they're going to probably say Carson Wentz before they start drinking. But once they start drinking, they're probably going to talk like the other guy, the other caller just said, Nick Foles, because he, you know, brought us a chip. Mm-hmm. As far as Embiid, once those guys start drinking Chickies and Pete's, then you could probably say Embiid because they're probably so pissed at him because he plays so soft. He's, you know, so back and forth with his game right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, depending on the situation and how far these guys been drinking and Chickies and Pete's is going to determine who's really the face of Philadelphia. You know, really. But you're right. You know, Philly's a football town. Hands down, Philly's a football town.
Football town, baby.
It's a football town.
Yes, sir. I mean, you think about Philadelphia, you think about the Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Mm. You do.
That's what you think about.
And that's why it's
not thinking about the Phillies.
Let me ask
the Sixers.
Let me ask
you a question. Flyers.
How many Carson Wentz drops, Jack, do you have on your board there that we go to?
I think I have one.
And what is it? We don't even know, right?
I've never heard it.
You have any Jason Kelce drops?
Two.
Oh yeah, we got the
you should have 20 of them. Yeah, you have the parade. Exactly.
On the parade?
Yes.
We can't play half of them.
Well, we can play with a bleep, you can.
You know what I got to say? F*** you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's the face. He's still playing at a high level. He may be the center, but here he should be the face. All right, So by the way, Jack from Delco is in. He's in the studio today. He's in the office. So he has an answer. He texted me. We'll go to him in a second. Let's go to DJ in Downingtown. DJ, how are you?
Hey, happy Friday, fellas.
What's up, DJ?
What's up, DJ?
Nothing much, man. Like I said, Philly is definitely a football town, and I don't know how we're overlooking Malcolm Jenkins, man. He's the heart and soul of that team.
Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, when you think of, it's a football town, who's the heart and soul of that team? I mean, for the foreseeable future, I think it will be Carson Wentz going forward. But if you talk about today, I mean, even when you look at the show on Prime, the camera's always in Malcolm's face. Anytime you ESPN, the camera's in Malcolm's face. It's always Malcolm Jenkins.
Because he actually says stuff, and he's a good talker. He says stuff, and he has a personality. You know what I mean? So yeah, if I was in the media, I'd go to him too. He actually says stuff.
But also too, he means more to the city outside of sports than any of those other guys as well. That's why I give him the nod.
All right, okay. DJ, appreciate it. Listen, I like your answer, but Malcolm's not going to be the guy that's on the poster.
Why not?
Because he's a 32-year-old safety that may be in his last year or might already be done in Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
The power of the
right
quarterback.
Right now he's still here. He's under contract.
The power of the quarterback matters, Ike. You're right. Like when
one going center.
No, but when you say Carson Wentz,
Kelsey's not a real answer.
No, baloney. It's not. Baloney. It's not.
I don't know if this is a real answer or not.
Baloney. It's not the real answer. It's not a real answer.
So there it is. It is his real answer.
But it is a real answer. Yeah. But it's difficult to argue against the quarterback that's considered a star quarterback on a team, right? It's difficult to argue against that because that's always going to be the guy that people talk about the most, the quarterback.
Consider. Star quarterback. You say that as if it was a question or something.
Well, I'm just talking about in general when you look around the league, right? Like if you're an all-pro quarterback or you're a Pro Bowl quarterback, mm-hmm. you're going to be talked about more than anybody else on the team for the most part.
Yeah.
Greg in Atlanta has an interesting answer. He's listening on the radio.com app. Greg, how are you?
Good, guys. Hey, listen, yesterday's show on the Valentine's Day thing, man, had me rolling. That was tremendous. Absolutely tremendous, guys.
Thank you, Greg.
Hey, I want to touch base really quick in a second on the Astros and Cody Bellinger, but I'm going with Angelo and WIP. At least from where I'm sitting, none of these guys really stand out. I know I'm kind of tongue in cheek here or whatever, but you guys really steer the conversation into whoever is going to be the face of the time. And
so you're Angelo's going with
been there for.
Bill Matz
is going with WIP.
Did you watch the Amazon special, Greg?
Did you
watch it?
So Bill Matz, we're all over it.
Bill Matz, our producer on site here today, said we're talking about it. He's like, that you learned more than anything from that show, or what that show was really about, was the way we reacted to the 2019 season.
Right.
You got Brandon Graham, and you saw Carson, you saw Malcolm or whatever, but really, it was WIP. It was the reaction around the city at barbershops, et cetera, mm-hmm. of how we reacted to the Eagles. And that's really what that show was about the most.
You guys really framed the picture, you know what I mean?
You're right.
This guy talks over here, that guy talks over there, but there's always a thread that whether it's Angelo or the Midday Show or you guys or whatever, it kind of, the opinions and how deep each of you guys get into the story kind of really paints a picture, especially for us guys out of town or whatever. But real quick,
yeah.
My new favorite player that's not a Philly after what he said today is Cody Bellinger. I don't know if you heard what he said about the Astros and cheating.
Yeah,
oh, my God. If finally somebody actually stood up and said something that just sounded like a real person. Good for him, man. Good for him.
Appreciate it, Greg. Yeah, he came
he went
out.
After, he went after the Braves.
Yeah, and he also said that.
I mean, he went after the Astros.
He said that. Did he say Altuve took the MVP from
Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge. And yeah, like he didn't just take a shot and then move on. I mean, he really dug deep. Coming up and get rid of that guy. There should be some Astro themed answers. Hmm. That's coming after Elliot at 3 o'clock. So, I mean, listen, we're going to be busy the rest of the show. I don't know if Jack from Delco is sticking around or not. Jack, is he in the studio right
Yay,
now?
Yay, fellas!
What's up, Jack? How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, how you guys having this conversation not mentioning the GOAT, Brian Dawkins?
Hallelujah!
I mean, no one represents this city better than 2-0. I mean, the Eagles are Philadelphia, and Brian Dawkins is the face of Philly sports forever.
Forever, huh?
So even though he hasn't played in Philadelphia, how many years, like 15?
Not, yeah, no, when, not I don't 15. Even know. When did
yeah,
he
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it wasn't 15 years.
That's true. Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
So, I mean, if Rocky's eligible.
It's been about a decade.
If Rocky's eligible, then I would certainly hope that B-Doc is eligible. Well, it's a good answer. I'm surprised we haven't heard that from somebody before you, Jack. Good answer.
Wow.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Good show. Thanks for your service, Ike.
All right, you're welcome.
Jack from Delco. Checking in. All right, so Elliot's coming up at Elliot's coming up at 3 o'clock as we get some good Eagles conversation. We need it. So there's this story that's going around, Ike, that Deuce Staley inquired about the running back's job at South Carolina, and they didn't necessarily want him, or he's, like, looking around for a job. We'll talk about that with Elliot. I know you have some thoughts on that as well. Also, Dave Spadaro, he didn't write Alshon Jeffrey isn't going to be here, but in his writing on the website, he talked about chemistry on the team. And like when I read it, I know when Jack read it as well, you kind of am like, is he being cryptic, more or less being like, yeah, if Alshon Jeffrey going to be here or not going to be here? If he's not here, it's because of chemistry issues. So we'll ask Elliot what he thinks coming up. You would need to – so he counts $16 million against the cap to keep him if he's on the roster. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to get rid of him, the cap number is $26 million. So it actually costs an extra $10 million to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. So it would eat into your cap $10 million more just to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So we'll see. They're
probably figuring out, trying to figure out a way to get this done. You know, I read the article or the part when Dave's talking about some of the things the Eagles need to do moving forward to get back to being that 2017 team. And he was talking about team chemistry, and that was a big reason why they won the Super Bowl in 2017 and how they handled adversity. There was no finger pointing. It was more or less everyone pulling together as one, and that's how they were able to win. We've heard Howard say it 1,000 times about the chemistry on the team in 2017. And Dave is saying if you want to get back to that, that's one of the things you're going to have to do. And I know we will all look at Alshon, and I think rightfully so, when you think of some of the things that have come out. But I know I've gotten to feel that it's not just Alshon, that there are other players that, quite frankly, may have gotten off track a little bit. You know, you win the Super Bowl, everybody starts feeling good about themselves. They're thinking they're better than they really are, what have you. And you aren't necessarily focused on trying to win another championship.
Sure.
So you got to get those guys out of there too. Yeah, and that's what I meant by you gotta close the book on that 2017 season team championship. And the 2020 season for me is about a new beginning. Like, this is like a fresh start. Let's go. You need fresh blood in that locker room. You need guys that are on the same accord. Like, you need
everybody's on the same page.
Man, yeah, you gotta get all this other stuff out of there. And they know better than we do of who the guys that shouldn't be in the building.
You're right. So yeah. Elliot's coming up in just a few minutes to discuss that. Josh Norman, cornerback, got released from the Redskins today. Ike's already on the record what he would do. We'll discuss that coming up. And everything else. This is really kind of the start of the free agent draft process right now. So Elliot, with all of that coming up next.
I'm talking a little pigskin.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. We're live at Chickie's in South Philadelphia on a Valentine's Day. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, next March, I will embark on the inaugural Eagles Fan Cruise. And I want to invite you to join me and some of my fellow alumni. How about this? Greats such as Mike Quick, Jeremiah Trotter, Jason Avant, David Akers, Vince Papale, Harold Carmichael, and the great Brian Dawkins, as well as the great Merrill Reese. Plus, current Eagles players will be there. The trip will offer unparalleled access and engagement with Eagles players and alumni like myself. And I can't wait for you to join me aboard the Anthem of the Seas. For more details, go to PhiladelphiaEaglesCruise.com. Make sure you use promo code Ike so you can receive the special offer. Again, that's PhiladelphiaEaglesCruise.com, promo code Ike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.